to your mum.
Hi,
I've got my guest, Keisha. This is our first remote episode, so it feels really weird not seeing your lovely face.
So weird not seeing your face.
So sad.
And also not knowing whether or not it's recorded.
Yeah.
Or if it works.
Oh, the risk.
And what we sound like.
Yeah, we've got some...
I'm currently under a massive duvet.
With a definition of all the gear, no idea. I've got this microphone stand set up absolutely like with what looks like a sunshade, and it keeps flopping down, so my voice might go up and down, echoey.
Charlotte got hers on the no, you're not echoey at the moment.
Oh, good. Amazing.
I mean, it could change.
Yeah,
I'm worried you can hear my neighbour who's just started trimming his hedges because he knew I was recording at 11, I feel.
Oh.
And he was like, guess what? Nuh-uh, it's not going to happen. How have you been, Char?
I've been all right. Lockdown is, like, touch wood, going okay for me. Friends and family are staying safe. Something funny did happen a couple of days ago. Out for a run in the rain, which was always a mistake, really empty because of the corona, and turned into an alleyway coming off a graveyard. Picture the scene. Man, okay, I'm lying. A boy aged 15 to 16, definitely no older, stood in my path, and I was like, oh, are you all right, sir? Kind of took my headphones off, checked in with him, thought maybe he needed some help or like some food, I don't know, you know, youth. And he said, give me your phone. So I was being mugged completely. It was actual mugging taking
Please,
place.
Sir, can you give
and I just went, oh, you all right? And like kind of laughed nervously. And he was like, give me your phone. Okay. So I was like, oh, okay, what do I do? And then he was sort of like rummaging around in his pocket. So I thought, look, it's not worth it. If he's got a knife, I'll just give him my phone. So I handed over my phone and said, oh, okay, cool. There you go.
Yeah.
And then I sort of turned and went, oh, bye then, and ran off. And then he shouted after me, no, wait, I'm joking, and gave me my phone back.
What?
Yeah. Worst mugging ever. I don't know why. Why?
It's just a joke, love.
Riddle me this. Like,
what the hell?
Was I, like, too relaxed? Like, was I kind of laughing at him? Did he see my crack on my screen phone? Did he see that the phone wasn't worth selling? So many questions. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I have no idea. Only in London.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, why you've got it now. You might as well just be like, okay, cool, I'll take it. Instead of being like, oh, no, I was joking.
Yeah.
Ha-ha. Ha-ha.
Yeah, I just... beggar's belief.
Yeah.
But I hope he's all right. I ran back. Steve and my mum, when I told them, they were raging. They were like, you gave him your phone
and
he
like,
didn't
yeah.
even threaten you. And I was like,
you're like
yes. But
you're like, yeah,
have.
I gave him my I gave him my phone and I wasn't actually stabbed. So that was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for having
my
back.
I survived. survivor's story. I'll be doing a documentary on Channel 5 shortly.
Yeah. We survived all elements of corona.
Yeah, but how has your lockdown been so far?
It's been interesting. I wish I was bored. Everyone's like, I'm so bored. I'm like, girl, come and work where I work. You won't be bored. So I'm not bored, but I have been knitting. I have been baking like a basic bitch. I have, Morves has been okay, but we've had a bereavement, so that's been, like, occupying her time, like, organising stuff for that.
I'm so sorry.
But, yeah, it's been interesting. Thanks, Char. I know you care. Don't worry.
I know.
Char, are you breaking up? Am I breaking up for you?
No, you just, sometimes there's a delay. Are you finding that?
Yeah. Yeah,
like
a little
then.
Bit. But it's all right. I mean, I can work with it.
Yeah, can you guys work with that? It feels a suspense.
I mean, maybe. We'll see. We'll see. Can Sam work with it when we send
his files? Sorry, Sam. Apologies in advance.
We'll be back as soon as possible, Sam. Okay, so this week's episode is going to be about what, Charlotte?
Body image.
Let's get physical. Physical.
I think we've done that before.
Have we? Oh, sugar.
We just love that
copyright
song.
Claim.
It's the song for every occasion.
We do.
Kicks, yeah, how would you...
Exactly. Oh, we did. We probably did it in the sex episode.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, that's a good question. I would describe my body as, like, quite jiggly on the bottom half. Mm-hmm. But, like, just, like, all right. Like, I've got an all right body. I've never looked at my body and been like, ugh.
Oh,
but I think my mum has.
Looked at your body and been like, yeah. Or at her body and been like,
Looked at my body and thought, oh, you need to put down the twiglets.
Oh my god, yeah, definitely. Why? What has she said?
No, it's not even so much what she said. I think what happens is that you take on, I don't know if it's the same with you, but with me, I've taken on how my mum has looked at her body. So she's like really bottom heavy, but she has really small legs. She hates her legs, but she's got lovely, lovely, like slender legs. But she always looks at my legs and goes, oh, I wish I had big legs like you. I wish I had legs that could carry my bum. I remember she said that literally like 2 weeks ago, and I was like, Mum, you haven't fallen over.
Yeah, she is physically but able and balanced.
You stay upright, so your legs definitely do carry a bum. But then if I was a little bit more insecure, I would be like, oh my god, my legs are so huge, because she'll always talk about like how big my legs are.
Big leg. Is that your nickname in the family?
I was dating this guy, and he said he fancied a celebrity, and I was like, oh, okay, what about? He was like, oh, she's just got like a lovely like body and like really like nice strong legs like yours. I'm thinking like,
thank you,
how big are my legs?
Yeah.
why are they such a big point of conversation for everybody? Like, I thought I just had normal legs, but anyway,
your legs so big, yeah. They need their own zip code.
Thanks, Charlotte.
This is so funny because there's a massive delay on me doing a joke and you responding, and it's making me feel really self-conscious. This is not good for my self-esteem.
Same.
So my mum,
that happened, wait, sure, before you start talking,
wait, yeah,
that happened on a video I did yesterday for work. This girl, we were doing a chat and I was asking her what was in her kit bag, and she was going through loads of different things, and then I was like, oh, and the kitchen sink, and she went, oh, what was that? And I went, the kitchen sink. She went, I didn't get it. What did you say? And I was like, do you know what? The joke's over. Let's just get past the moment. And it was 5,000 people watched it. It was awful. Oh. Anyway.
So I chatted to Les. Mm-hmm. And I said, Les, how do you feel about how you look? And she's like, oh, I feel great. Like, my shape is good.
Oh, amazing.
And then I put on my glasses and then I look in the mirror and then I think, oh, shit. So she was like, now I just don't wear my glasses. I'm not going to lie. I've seen my mum, like, the most I've ever seen her, because we're video chatting every day due to corona. So...
yeah,
I literally have never seen her this much, and she bloody hates it. She hates the video chats because she has to holds her phone in the most unflattering angle underneath her chin, and she does this we've figured out, because she got fairy focals on. So the only way she can see the image is if she's looking at the bottom of her, through her bottom of her glasses. But it's the most unflattering angle ever. So, so now she just doesn't wear glasses.
That makes sense, because some people do that without wearing glasses.
Yeah.
But some people hold the phone like that on an angle without wearing glasses. And I'm like, why do you do that? I can understand if you need to see through your varifocals.
One in one of video calling.
You don't normally have 75 chins, but now you do. Yeah. And that's okay. But surely you would rather just have the one, if possible.
Every time
did your mum ever comment, because you did lots of dance when you were younger, did she ever comment body?
Yes, I danced from the ages of 2 to 12, and she actually brought this up when I was chatting to her about it, and she was like, you were never, like, I'm pretty body confident, and she was like, yeah, that's because basically you were naked 4 out of 7 days a week doing dancing, because we had to wear these, like, skin-tight cat suits. And I think I've just pretty much been comfortable about my body since then. Like, but when mum was little, she was like, I was so embarrassed of my body. I used to stand with my arms over my chest. I'm really discreet in changing rooms. But you should see the pictures of her when she's younger. She is, like, on fire, like, model hot. Like, she has big hips and, like, tiny
top. She's banging. Yeah, her legs.
Yeah. Yeah, Legsley is insane, but she's always wanted a bigger chest, so she's always wanted a boob job, actually, which surprised me. Has your mum ever wanted to change her physical appearance in any way, do you know?
I think she was, like, very petite when she was younger, and then when she had kids, she started putting on, like, a bit more weight. But she's put some weight where it's, like, favorable now, so she has a really lovely juicy little bum and then a really small waist, but she's just so, because I think when she was growing up that was never a desirable thing to have a big bum. She just, like, doesn't love it, but I love, like, I know I get my bum from my mum, and I love my bum, and then I get like
my bum from my mum.
That's the next Instagram
the meme
post. But I've got huge boobs, whereas my mum doesn't have big boobs. So if I didn't have a waist, like a smaller waist, I would just look like a potato. But luckily, I do have a little bit of definition, and I've got strong legs to hold it all up. So it's all good.
But
I did
legs.
Dance when I was younger, and I never felt any way about wearing a leotard or anything like that. But my niece, when she was little, she has the same figure I had when I was younger, and she hated ballet because she had, like, a little pot belly like I did, and, like, a little bum, and she just was, like, felt so self-conscious. So she stopped doing dance when she was, like, 6 or 7.
That's sad. My mum's never...
It is sad, because I feel like at that age you need to just enjoy.
My mum has never, like, told me that she hates her body or talked to me negatively about her body, really. But she does have some unusual notions about diet and fitness. So she was like, oh, yeah, if I ever want to, shift a couple of pounds, top tips from Les. She's like, I don't eat bread. And I said, oh, okay, cool. Why don't you eat bread? Thinking she's going to go into the carbs kind of angle. And she just replies, it's fat. Okay? It's fat. It's not fat. Bread isn't fat.
It's definitely carbs.
It's definitely not fat. So that amused me greatly. Or she'll just be like, I'm just going to have a Snickers bar and a glass of wine today. That's all I'm eating. I'm just watching my figure. Okay, sure. See how that works
out
for you.
That's amazing, though, that hasn't, like, passed on to you at all.
That I think bread is fat. No, I think bread is life.
Yeah, well, or like the notion of, I'm just going to eat this so that I don't feel fat today, or even using the terminology fat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My mum, she doesn't, like we've never been dieters or anything like that, but I did know, I do know that that's one of the first things she identifies a person as, or like she'll notice about a person, that she'll be like, oh, look at that woman's bum, or look how big her chest is, or you know that that big presenter, like she'll that's her identifier for a lot of things. So it's not
really,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
who's that, like, who's that tall presenter or that really skinny lady? Whereas I think I don't know if that's the same with a lot of people, because I don't know what my identifier is. Like I feel like, do you know
big
what
legs.
Yours is?
Yours is big legs, Keith. Get used to it.
No, but when you see someone,
I
you
think
see someone and you go, oh, you know that red-headed lady.
Yeah, I think mine is my smile, because it's contagious. No, I'm joking. Because it's wonky and confronts you immediately. But that's no bad thing, not a problem.
That's why you got your phone back.
I think so. So true.
The delay is unreal. The delay is so bad.
Do you want
We're gonna have to check if this is usable.
Do you want to add anything else that you feel like you want to get off your big bosom, and then we can wrap up and see?
Yeah. No, that's all I've got to say on body image.
Body image
done.
Have you
got anything else to say?
No, I am done for bodies.
Well, if you haven't got anything else to say on this really awkward first corona edition of Your Mum, we're going to go into some snog, marry, avoids.
This is Leslie.
It is. Your first time's never good.
Exactly. This is exactly like my first time. There's a delay between action and reaction.
And it's really awkward.
Yeah.
And you don't know when to pull out.
You don't know whether something's hit the spot or not. Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do the walk of shame now. Bye.
Bye.
This is Leslie and Morves doing their snog, marry, avoids.
So welcome to your corona-themed snog, marry, avoid. This week's subjects are Rishi Sunak, Chris Whitty, or Matt Hancock. Which one will you snog, marry, or and avoid?
So Rishi is the
Dishy Rishi.
Who's Dishy Rishi? Is he on the podium?
He's on the podium, yeah. If you wish.
Chris Whitty and Matt along.
This is what happens when you try and record a couple of wines
so,
in.
Snog, marry, avoid, okay. I don't know who I'd want to avoid because I like them all. Well, actually, what a shame.
Oh. You
Gosh.
Like them all?
Yeah.
Really?
I love them all. I do.
Okay. Well, yeah, you love a Tory, so that makes sense.
I like Matt Lucas. So.
No, not Matt Lucas. Matt Hancock. Matt Hancock, not Matt Lucas.
I'd avoid him.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so Rishi, Nishi, Dishy Rishi.
Dishy Rishi.
I'd marry.
Yep.
And then snub Chris Whitty.
Okay.
Have I done the right thing?
Cool, so Rishi Sunak, Chris Whitty and Matt Hancock, snog, marry, avoid.
Right, okay, so I would marry Sunak.
Okay.
I like him, I do, too, I really do like him.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Well, he's made a lot of people happy with all the monies that he's given out and so on. And he sorted that out quite quickly. So
that's
quite
true.
Bright as well.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so I like him, and I did just see an interview with him a while ago, and I thought he's all right. He is witty and Hancock. So what am I going to do? I'd marry Sunak. What was the other bit?
Snog.
Oh. Snog. Oh, right. I might have to change that. Hancock, I'd marry.
Okay.
Sunak, I'd snog.
Yeah.
I think I've got that kind of feeling, yeah. And Chris Whitty, his eyes are too wide apart. Maybe, yeah, I think.
Okay. So you'd avoid him for that reason?
I'd avoid him.
Okay, thanks, Mum. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening. This has been Your Mum.